All right, this is Matt C. Laced Punch is coming up, and I have a guest tonight, JP.
What's up?
Oh, there you go, sorry.
See, you had me off, man.
Sorry. So you know JP from all the punk shows and all that, and he has a ton of records. KXRY Portland. Yep, hit it. Touch it. Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa! That's how it goes here. Hardcore coming up here. That was the Germs. Yeah, like I said, this is Laced Punch. We're on every Monday at 10 p.m. and JP is co-hosting with me tonight.
Yep.
Yeah. So you brought some songs tonight, JP?
Yeah, I think we're gonna revisit some 1980s German stuff and have some fun with that. I think there'll be some surprises and some favorites. Yeah.
German. I thought you said Germs.
No, you played the Germs.
I know. I misunderstood, though. I thought we were kicking off a Germs some
were,
night.
Were here. We going to do, like, Germs covers?
Yeah. I was just kidding. I'm going to play some local stuff, and we'll get acclimated here in the studio.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have to work today, JP?
I have to work tomorrow, which sucks.
But you didn't work today, so you had like a three-day weekend?
I had like a three-day weekend, that's right. It was nice. We were out late, as you know, last night.
Yeah, we were at a killer gig at DIY Interstate Skate Park.
That was great. Pyrex really killed it.
And we saw Depleted UR. Wait, did you see them last night?
I don't know. I think maybe we left after Pyrex. I think they played last then, right?
Yes, I did I recorded them last week, and I'm going to play a song by Depleted UR to start off tonight.
Cool.
A bootleg, though, you know, right? And we're going to hear Stoner Chicks Do It Better by Depleted UR. It's from last Thursday at High Watermark. Oh, it's a long intro here. And
we were at this show.
Oh yeah, you were at High Watermark,
yeah,
right?
High Watermark, right. That's a good place.
Okay. KXRY Portland.
Yeah.
That was New Puerto Negra, and coming up here is Destraperos. Destreperos. How do you say it?
Destreparos.
Destreparos. Oh, man, I need to learn Spanish.
Yeah, but you know some Japanese, dude.
Little. I would say whatever.
Yeah.
That was the song. And correct me. Lenguas venenosas.
Oh, correct.
What does it mean?
Poisonous tongues.
And tongues. That was a Portland band, and that came out in 2022. And before that, we heard a new song by Puerta Negra. That was Complejo de Victima. How about that one?
Yeah, it was good.
What does that mean?
Victim Complex.
Right. And we heard Mask back there, a Portland band that is now defunct. But that was from 2023, and we heard Punish. And that's with our friend Takaya, who was a guest on the show, like JP. No, JP's a co-host. He's been on here. This is his third time.
Third time, that's right, man. Third time's a charm.
You can hear all of our past episodes on the archive on xray.fm. Like I said, this punk and hardcore show, we're on every Monday night at 10 p.m. You can email us at lacedpunch@gmail.com. All right, JP.
What's up?
I'm going to turn the turntables over to you now.
Okay, so I think I'm going to start with a German thrash metal band covering a Boston hardcore band. The band is Tankard, covering Gangrene's song Alcohol.
You know that we love that. And I love,
indeed.
I love playing songs about alcohol and talking about it, and it's the culture that runs the punk scene.
Unless you're straight edge, Matt.
Nah, drunk culture is where it's at.
Okay.
Here's alcohol.
Okay, let me hit it. Good. We'll be right back.
Flying in the morning, Helen, a fire.
Yes. Are you there, JP?
I'm here. Do you want to know what we've been listening
to? Yes. No, JP's our guest. No, he's a co-host. He's been in here a couple times before. My buddy. You always see us hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, we do hang out a lot.
JP has a record, a wall of records.
It's true. I'm not sure what my partner thinks about it, but...
It's awesome.
She's helped me a lot with it, so I really appreciate her help with everything.
She has her own wall of records.
She does have some records that she enjoys thoroughly. Her tastes are a bit more eclectic than mine, which is good. You know, it opens my eyes to things.
Yeah.
And I can show her thrash and hardcore and punk and stuff. And some screamo. And maybe some straight edge, which I know you're not a fan of, but
I love it. I love all of it.
Okay, good. Do we want to talk about what we just heard?
Yes, please.
Okay, so that last track was Neo-Nazis by a band called Razzia. I'm going to try... My German is kind of bad since high school, but the LP was Tagelnde Schatten. That was from way back when in 1983. Before that, we heard Zerstörte Jugend. The song was Ich will leben, and that was from way back in 1984. Keeping up in the 80s. Before that, we had the Boss Cops. The song was Skorbut, and the album was Lauschift. Before that, we had Blut und Eisen, Glanz und Gloria, Armes Deutschland, auf der Schön gesehen LP, and that was from 1985. And then starting that set off was a German thrash metal band, Tankard, paying tribute to Gangrene with the wonderful song Alcohol, on their Chemical Invasion second LP from 1987.
Can't live without it.
Can't live without it.
So that was all German songs from the 80s. All right, let's keep it going, JP.
All right, let me hit another one. This is the Sperm Birds, and it's called Americans Are Cool. The singer was an American stationed in Germany, and it's good. So check them out.
Rip it. Lace Punch, X-Ray FM.
Lace Punch!
Nationalistic fucking crap! Bullshit! What do we write in your lap?
Okay, you are listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio is yours, Mr. Sir.
And more German punk coming up right here. We just heard, what did we just hear, JP? I think it was Slime.
Slime, yes, we heard Slime. They're one of the early German punk bands that people got into. That was off the Alle gegen Alle LP from 1983.
I'm going to play a couple songs here. Break up your German set, sorry.
No, do it. They broke up the Germans after World War II, remember? It was East Germany and West Germany, so just go ahead and follow through, brother.
So we better hear some Eastern Bloc next set.
I think that's a good idea, man. Damn.
It's really cool that you brought a theme, too. All right, yeah, you know, we have JP in tonight. JP, how long have you lived in the Portland area?
I moved here in 2014 from Atlanta.
So that's about 12 years? 12 years now?
Yeah, about 12 years. Yeah, and my partner moved up here 11 years ago. We dated in Atlanta, and she followed me up here.
Right on. That's Elizabeth.
That's Elizabeth, yes, the lovely Elizabeth.
All right, I'm going to play Siakal first. Some contemporary punk. And it came out just last week, their Corrupt EP, and they are a Middle Eastern band from Toronto. Let's hear They Decide For Us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
was Hez. Did you see Hez before?
Yeah, yeah. I think we were. I think they played Blackwater. I think Maddie booked that show some time ago. It was great.
I think I saw them, but do you remember who they played with?
I can't. I'm horrible at that stuff because I'm in my mid-50s.
Yeah, I saw them. I think they played like twice, like coming through and then coming back through.
I think they played twice. I think I saw them on the first run at the Blackwater over off of, you know, the one before now.
On Broadway.
Yeah,
And they're from Panama City. I think that Panama.
Not the Florida Panama City.
Yeah. I think they had trouble getting into America last time. I recall reading something about it.
Yeah.
Hez. And then before that, we heard Concrete Lawn from Sydney, Australia. They just came out with a new two-song EP. That was Anhedonia. And we heard Sayakal from Toronto. Little Middle Eastern punk.
That was great.
Brutal.
Yep.
All right. Hey, let's get back to the German hits. And thanks for letting me bring in a couple of those new hits in there.
Oh, yeah. That stuff was great, man. Thanks for bringing me down.
JP's here today.
Yep.
And we're live in studio every Monday night at 10 p.m. Well, I am, and JP is here sometimes. It's third time. All right, what are we going to hear next out of the German list here?
We're going to listen to a band. They got kind of big in Germany. They're called Die Totenhosen. The song is called Fünf vor Zwölf. And it's the only song that's from 1990, not the 80s, that I'm playing. So they're kind of really well known over in Germany. So maybe kind of like the... They don't sound like the Ramones, but they kind of have that sort of, I don't know, feeling to them where a lot of people know them, a lot of people like their stuff. So we're going to hit it. Here you go.
Die Totenhosen. Yes, X-Ray FM. Parole ließen er nicht weiterziehen. JP is the guest tonight.
I'm the guest tonight, guys. We're playing some German hardcore.
Ganz gut.
Das ist gut. Sehr gut. Okay, so you want to hear what we just played?
Yes.
Okie dokie. The song was Son Gottes by the German band Inferno off the Son Gottes EP. Before that, we heard Upright Citizens from the Make the Future Mine and Yours LP. The song was Swastika Rats. That's with two S's.
And they were the first that what? Wait. What'd you say about Upright Citizens?
Oh, Upright Citizens. I think they were one of the first German punk bands to tour the U.S. They had an LP on BYO, Better Youth Organization, which the Stern Brothers ran. But they did a tour, I want to say 84, 85, I can't remember. Obviously, I was not there, but I believe they were one of the first German bands to tour the U.S.
I know them from the Love Hate comp.
Maximum
Rock and Roll comp.
Yeah. The War of Peace.
Oh, Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I know what you meant.
Oh, no. I just bought that other record.
Yeah. That's okay. I know.
I sort of like it.
Yeah. It's, actually, a great international comp.
War Peace.
Had an Atlanta band on there, Neon Christ. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
And then before that, we started to set off with the band Die Totenhosen with, I'm going to try and say this. From the LP, it's in English, it's 125 years of Die Totenhosen. In German, it's 125 Jahre. I don't know. Okay, that's it.
That was really good.
Thank you.
I speak some German from high school.
I know. It's crazy. And then the song is 5 vor 12. That means 5 before
12, I think. So there you go.
Okay, this is JP's here co-hosting, and you got some more German hits. Like, we're almost done here. We have six more or five more minutes.
Yeah, I think probably the next one might be our last. I don't know. But the next song is from a band called Hostages of Ayatollah. And it's from their split LP with Manson Youth. The name of the song is Tehran. And here we go.
Little Iranian culture.
Yeah, during, you know, probably named after the American hostage stuff, et cetera, in the early 80s.
JP, no, that's from the, you have all these records, right?
Right, on vinyl and all that good stuff, of course.
That's a German set. Now, go, what are we here?
So, that last band was KGB. I'm going to try to pronounce the record, Kein Grund zur Ber... Yeah, it's not working.
Killer Green Bud.
Yep. the name of the song was Johannisnacht. The band before that was Hostages of Ayatollah. The song was Tehran, and that was off their split LP with Manson Youth. That band KGB, I got to see them open for Toxic Reasons in Atlanta in 1987, I believe. They were really good. They were really, really good.
87, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you're just a kid. I think you're younger than me.
A year younger than you, so I was about 16 at that point.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
We're dating ourselves here, Matt.
JP was guest host tonight, and our guest co-host. And he'll be back. This is Lace Punch. We're on every Monday at 10 p.m., and we're going to close off soon here. We only have, like... 30 more seconds. What are we going to hear to end the show?
We're going to hear the band Manson Youth with the song Division. Canadian lead singer who moved to Berlin sometime in the 80s.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, Jay.